two. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare, and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape.
Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is going up next here on 88.3 WYRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. Be safe out there this weekend. Find me at jaythurbershow.com or on social media at jaythurbershow. Or remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things. Don't at the sweaty things.
Proud of that ragged old.
Right now on the Gigapost Broadcasting System, it's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien, recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Good Hardy on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. You and Me Against the World. That was a lovely little song made hit by Helen Reddy, actually. But I believe it was written by Paul Williams. Floyd Kramer before that, Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song, because that's the longest title there is in a song in pop history, I do believe. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week, the fourth episode of our 10th year. Yes, and good to be with you. It's time for holidays there to be celebrated that you probably never knew were there to celebrate, but you might as well celebrate them because that's what they are there for. So you should celebrate them because they're there. Beginning with Friday, June 13th, Random Acts of Light Day. Bring some sunshine into someone's life, literally or metaphorically, make their day, in other words. It's also Sewing Machine Day, where we thread our gratitude to this unsung hero of wardrobes and curtains. How about that? But the weirdest of the day is Kitchen Klutz's Day, embracing your inner culinary disaster. Whether you've melted a spatula in a skillet or turned dinner into an unintended science experiment, today is a guilt-free day to laugh it off and laugh at those who have to eat it. Yeah. Let's see. It's also Saturday, June 14th is Monkey Around Day. It gives you permission to act ridiculous. Not that you need permission anymore. It's also Flag Day, Star Stripes, and a wave of patriotism. But it's International Bath Day. Rub-a-dub-dub to celebrate in the tub. It is said to mark the day that Archimedes and his famous Eureka moment while soaking. So if inspiration strikes while you're shampooing, now you know. You're just carrying a long, proud, soapy tradition. Eureka, you don't smell it too good of yourself. Sunday, June 15th is Nature Photography Day. Aim your lens at a tree, bee, or breeze, if you can picture a breeze. I don't know if that you can. National Lobster Day, so open a crustacean and celebrate seafood style. Or Smile Power Day. Celebrating the science-based ripple effects of flashing your pearly whites. Smiling can reduce stress, boost immunity, and trick your brain into joy. Go ahead and weaponize that. Joy, of course. Let's see, what else? Fresh Veggies Day, on Monday, June 16th. Honor the kale, carrot, and cucumber, and others like it. Bloom's Day, for James Joyce fans. And then No Orange Clothes Day. And no, there's no clear reason why. Perhaps it was a fashion protest or maybe a revenge against a traffic cone. But either way, if you wear orange on June 16th, don't be surprised if someone looks at you in horror. I'll have to remember that. Tuesday, June 17th is Eat Your Vegetables Day, which is a continuation from the day before. Stewart's Root Beer Day, toast to the fizzy, foamy classic root beer. And then Global Garbage Man Day honors sanitation workers worldwide with the early hours, tough tasks, and often little recognition. It's a day to honor or evil root beer, of course. And then Wednesday, June 18th is International Picnic Day, so you can bread, blanket, brie, and go. It's also Go Fishing Day, but it's you can do that simultaneously in some parks. But then it's also International Panic Day, so not only Picnic Day, but Panic Day. Might sound alarming, but that's about acknowledging stress rather than running from it, so scream into a pillow, laugh hysterically, or calmly panic with tea. Yeah, and then carry on. Finally, June 19th is Garfield the Cat Day. Since 1978, he's hated Mondays and loved lasagnas. At least his day doesn't fall on a Monday. Juneteenth is Juneteenth National Independence Day, commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S., and World Sauntering Day began in the 1970s as the antidote to the jogging craze, asking you to slow down, smell the flowers, and remember, destination is optional, style is everything. So there you have it. Some things to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should because they're there to celebrate. Here's Stanley Black in the song Tomorrow from the musical Annie, followed by Barbara Streisand's version. You're on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Relaxing and Easy. The London Studio Orchestra with It's a Funky Feeling. And that is a funky little tune there. Lex De Azevedo with California Girls. Barbara Streisand and Stanley Black both did their versions, similar versions, of the song Tomorrow from the musical Annie. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Changing things up around this 10th year of our program. Rearranging the hours a little bit just to spice it up a tad, I suppose you could say. And we have started using some AI material just to see how we can integrate it into the system fairly without causing too much trouble and hopefully not causing up too much confusion either. I'm still learning how to use it. It seems a shame that we have to use it, but sometimes it helps save time, too. So there you go. I'm not being lazy by any stretch, believe me, but just trying something new to fit in with the times, as it were. And I have a feeling we're not alone, but here's Paul Marriott on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Beck takes us to the bottom of the hour with I Hear a Symphony. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us, won't you?
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Thank you.
That's Craig Duncan on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with the Smoky Mountain Orchestra in the background and Top of the World. Ronnie Aldridge before that, This Guy's in Love with You, and Sven Lebeck in the orchestra with I Hear a Symphony. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for this week's Guinness World Record Roundup, beginning with Tom Cruise in South Africa. Yes, he's still relevant, apparently. This time, he's literally on fire. Not just on fire because he's doing something hot. During filming for Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, Cruise earned a Guinness World Record for completing 16 burning parachute jumps. Each jump began with from over 7,500 feet, with Cruise using fuel-soaked parachutes that were set ablaze in midair. Once the chute burned out, he'd cut it loose and deploy a backup every single time. And get this, he did it while carrying a 50-pound camera rig, of all things. Guinness called it the most burning parachute jumps by an individual, and editor Craig Glenday said it best, Tom Cruise is the real deal. Who knew? In Abu Dhabi, to celebrate their 85th anniversary, Tom and Jerry, yes, the cat and mouse team, teamed up with Warner Brothers and some top chefs in the UAE to create the largest cheese platter ever assembled. It stretched a whopping 30 meters, that's nearly 100 feet, and weighed in at over 340 kilograms, which is a considerable number of pounds. The event tied with the premiere of Tom and Jerry's Big Cheese Adventure, and best of all, the entire spread was donated to local families in need. And in Tallahassee, Florida, at just 11 years old, Caleb Stewart is still holding strong as the youngest motivational speaker in the world. He gave his first talk at just 3 years and 307 days old, almost 4 years old, and now he's inspiring others to believe in themselves through school visits, church events, and even a literacy nonprofit he started himself. What is this young man's message? Find something you're good at, work hard at it, and if you mess it up, just like I did, keep going. Yep, that's a good idea, Caleb. That's wonderful. And before you ask, David Rush, the Guinness machine and human stunt blender, did not set any new records since our last program. But with over 180 records under his belt, we're sure he's cooking up something to have for the next time. So Tom Cruise lit the sky on fire, literally. Tom and Jerry set the bar and the table with the record-breaking cheese, and Caleb Stewart continues to prove age is just a number when it comes to making a difference. And that's your world record spotlight for this week here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Ray Lynch and Celestial Soda Pop. Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy is your summertime radio companion.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with John Fox and Killing Me Softly with his song. Not John Fox's song, but you get the picture there. Bernard Ebbinghaus before that with My Guy, Fantastic Strings, and Ode to Billy Joe, which the anniversary thereof just passed not too long ago on June 3rd. It was the 3rd of June and so on. If you were paying attention on the 6th of June, it was Convoy Day, so there you go. Richard Clayderman in there with I Go to Rio and Ray Lynch with Celestial Soda Pop. Here is the 101 strings, or here are the 101 strings, with a song called Lady Love. There it is. Obviously not the Lou Rawls rendition. Billy Moore takes us up to the top of the hour with a string of trumpets. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.